With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana unemployment claims are steadily decreasing, and that trend could continue despite the recent uptick in COVID-19 cases in the state. MTPR's Megan Myskowski reports.
Just under 25,000 Montanans filed for unemployment insurance the week of September 19th. That's in line with the downward trend that's been happening since they spiked, with over 82,000 applications in late April. And although there's been a recent jump in COVID-19 cases in Montana, director of the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, Patrick Barkey, says that probably won't show up in the unemployment numbers.
A lot of things that happen in Montana reflect economic circumstances outside of Montana.
Barkey says a big chunk of Montana's economy is based on those outside circumstances, like tourists coming in and goods leaving the state, which are more strongly tied to what's happening nationally and globally. Barkey says that includes trade issues caused by the border closures between the U.S. and Canada. He also says that while industries like manufacturing, food production, and even wood are recovering steadily, service industries are, for the most part, still hurting. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.
The Montana Health Department's website today showed 171 schools K-12 have reported COVID-19 cases, compared to 121 a week ago. Close to half of the more than 300 cumulative cases associated with public schools were at high schools. Flathead and Great Falls High Schools reported the highest number of cases, while Yellowstone County has had the most schools associated with confirmed cases. Over 300 cumulative cases have been associated with universities in Montana. The University of Montana accounts for more than a third of the cases, followed by Montana State University in Bozeman. The rise in cases associated with schools is part of a statewide trend. Montana broke another record today with 429 lab-confirmed cases. It's the first time the state has surpassed the 400 mark in a day. Firefighters are making good progress on a 2,000-acre wildfire burning in southwestern Montana. The Antelope Fire, burning about 2 miles north of Harrison, remains at 2,000 acres with 30% containment. Three helicopters, 65 firefighters, and one dozer are keeping the blaze from growing. The fire is exhibiting moderate behavior and burning through sagebrush, grassland, and juniper. It was first reported Tuesday, and its cause is unknown. The investigation continues. There are no inhabited structures in danger, no livestock loss, no road closures, and no evacuations are planned. Smoke will continue to be visible from the towns of Harrison, Pony, and Norris.
I'm Peyton Butler. The Trump administration is seeking to fast-track mining permits and offer grants and loans to help companies pay for mining equipment as part of its ongoing effort to boost the industry. Administration officials today offered details on a plan that critics said could spoil waterways with mining pollution. With the election just over a month away, President Donald Trump signed an order late yesterday declaring a national emergency over the country's reliance on imported minerals. How effective the order will be is uncertain. Mines typically need approval from state regulators, too. Democratic U.S. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico blasted the order as a wasteful subsidy for an industry with a long history of abandoning polluted sites. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.